Today's Amud is Yivamu Samech Aleph from Abiz. We're holding on Samech Aleph from an Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Kain Hedyet lo Yisa Islandus. The halacha is that a Kain Hedyet is not allowed to marry an Islandus. An Islandus is a woman who can't have children, so a Kain Hedyet is not allowed to marry such a woman. We'll see in the Gemara, really, Luchaira, everyone should be Aser, even the Yisrael. If an Islandus can't have children, so how could the Yisrael marry her? We'll see more about this in the Gemara. But that's what the Mishnah says, that a Kain Hedyet is not allowed to marry an Islandus. Unless he already has children, if he already has a wife and children, so then he can marry her, but if not, then he's not allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda has a Mechodesh Degashita, he says that even if a Kayin has a wife and children, still he's not allowed to marry an Islandus, Shehi Zayna Hamura B'Torah. Included in the Isra of Zayna, when the Torah says that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Zayna, so included in Zayna is marrying an Islandus. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Chachamim argue, they say that the definition of Zayna in the Torah refers specifically to a woman who was not Jewish, either she converted or she was freed as a slave, or v'shenivla l'bilaznas, a Jewish regular from birth, Jewish woman, who had a bilas nus, she also becomes a zayna, which also, we'll see more about this when we get to the Gemara, many different shitas about what exactly the definition of a zayna in the Torah is. Says the Gemara now, Amar le Reish Galusa le Rav Huna. The Reish Galusa said to Rav Huna, my time, what's the pshat? What's the reason why a kain hedyet can't marry an islandus? Elam ken yesho yishu banim. Mistama, it's because Misham Puraravia. Mistama, it's because he has to be Mekayim his mitzvah Puravu. So Mamela, he's not allowed to marry an islandus. Well, I asked the Reish Galusa, well then, a period of Rivia, Kehanim who the mefakte, v'Yisrael lo mefakte, it's only Kehanim who has a chiv, who have a chiv of pur ravu, but the other Yisraelim don't have a chiv of pur ravu. This isra should apply to everyone. So says the Gemara, Amar Le, Rav Huna said back, Mishum de Kabay le Misni Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Afa Bishi Yeshla Yishu, V'Yeshla Banim, it's because the Mishnah wanted to get to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that even if a Kayin has an Yishu Banim, Lo Yisa Islandus, and he's not allowed to marry an Islandus, the reason being, Shehi Zayna Mura B'Taira, because Rabbi Yehuda considers her to be a Zayna, Da Zayna Kayhanim Hudim Efakte, V'Yisrael Lame Efakte, and that's Taka Nisr, that only applies to Kayhanim, and does not apply to Yisraelim, Mishamachi Katani Kayin. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned the first halacha, that even if the Tanakhama is then, that if he has Yishu Banim, it's Mutter, and if not, then it's Aser. It only mentioned that about a Kayin, because we wanted to get to Rav Yehuda's Chiddush, and even if he has Yishu Banim, it's Aser. But Eina Chanami, Be'atzim, a person who doesn't have a children yet, so then for anyone, even Yisrael, it's going to be Aser for him to marry an islandus. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna, my time with Rav Yehuda, where does Rav Yehuda get it from that such a lady is considered a Zayna, an islandus is considered a Zayna? Because the Pasuk says that Achlu v'lo yisba'u, his nu v'lo yifreitzu. His nu v'lo yifreitzu, Rav Yehuda darshins from there that kol bia she'im v'pirtza, any bia which doesn't let out, doesn't lead to any children, so ein ela bilas nus, so that's considered Abilas nus. Anytime children can't come from such a relationship, we are passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer Aimer that Kayin lo yisa esaketana. Nu halacha, Rabbi Eliezer said that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a ketana. That's the halacha. So says the Gemara that Amar le Rav Chista le Rabbo, Rav Chista said to Rabbo, that paik ayimba, you should go be ma'ayin in this halacha, try to understand what's the pshat. What's the pshat that the kayin is not allowed to marry a katana? The lo'orta bayila Rav Huna minach, because at night, Rav Huna is going to ask you about this. Tonight, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. So first Seder today, why don't you go try to figure out this halacha, this way you'll have what to answer to Rav Huna. So nafik ayimba. So Rabbi went and he was ma'ayin in this halacha, and he came out as follows. He came out that the pshan in the halacha, that the kayin is not allowed to marry a ketano, is because Rabbi Eliezer savala k'rameyer who savala k'rabi Yehuda. It's built off of two other known shitas, the shita of Rameyer and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds a k'rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Savala k'rameyer de chayish l'miyuta. First of all, he holds a k'rameyer who's chayish for a miyat, meaning even though most ketanim grow up to be women who could have children, there is a miyat of women who grow up, of children, who grow up to be an islandess. Remeir is choshesh on every ketana that maybe one day she's going to grow up and become, and it's going to be discovered that she's an islandess. Remeir is choshesh lemiuta, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that Remeir, he's choshesh lemiuta, that this woman, this child, this ketana, might be an islandess. Now, what would be the problem if the kohen marries a woman that's an islandess? Ah, v'savra k'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer also holds a k'Rabbi Yehuda, the amar islandess zayna havya, who holds that an islandess is considered a zayna. And memela, if you put the two together, that's why it comes out that the kohen is not allowed to marry a ketana. However, says the Gemara, really? Is that really true? Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda and he holds like Rabbi Meir? First, says the Gemara, Ukremeir misavarla? Does he really hold like Rabbi Meir? He holds up Rechayshish for Miyat? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa that Katan v'Ketana loy cholzin v'loy miyav min dif Rabbi Meir. The sheet of Rabbi Meir is that Katan and the Ketana, they're not allowed to do Chalitza or Yibam. However, Amru loy, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Meir, Amru loy to Rabbi Meir, that Yafa amart she'in cholzin. That which you say that a Katan and a Ketana cannot do Chalitza, that we're masking to you. Because Ish ksiv b'parsha, it says in the parsha of Chalitza that it's done by an Ish, u'makshin an Ish al Ish. So we say that just like it has to be an Ish, it has to be an adult man, so too it has to be an adult woman. So that halacha will agree to you. Elamai time eimi yavmin. But why do you say that there's no yibam between a yavam with a katan and a katana? It doesn't say in the parsha ish or isha. So amar lei. So Rabbi Meir says back that I'll tell you what my concern is that katan shema yimsa sres and katana shema yimsa timsa ailanus. By each one, the man I'm choishish that maybe he's going to end up being that he's a sres. That's why a katan can never do yibam. And a katana, maybe she's going to end up, it's going to be discovered that she's really an ailanus. And both by a sres and an ailanus, there's no mitzvah of yibam. So if they would go ahead and do yibam, so v'nimsu paigim be'erva, it might be discovered that they're really just living with an eishes after, living with an erva, because there's no mitzvah of yibam by yisris and by an ailanus. So that's why Remeir, that's how Remeir explained the shita. So that's how Remeir holds, he held that just like there's no chalitza between katana and a katan and a katana, so too there's also no yibam. Now what does that show us about Rabbi Eliezer? Is because v'tani, we learned in the Braisa, that the Braisa says that Ketana misyavemes veino chelas is different. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's true a Ketana can't do chalitza, but she could do yibam, not like Remeir. Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer is not chayishish lemiuta. And also says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda misavrla. Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold a Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is considered a zayna? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa discussing this exact point that zayna, what is a zayna? When the Torah says a kohen can't marry a zayna, what is a zayna? Zayna kishma divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that a zayna is kishma. It means that she's straight. What does it mean, straight? It means that she's straight from her husband. She was over an ashes ish. That's the only time a lady becomes has a shame. Zayna, if she was over an ashes ish. Rabbi Akiva Imer, that zayna zumuf keres is a woman who's mafker herself for znus. Means that she does many bilais asurais many times. She's mamish mafka herself. That's a zayna. Rabbi Masya ben Charash Aimer that afilu halach baila lahashkaisa. Any sort of bi'asisr, even something which would seem very kal. Her husband accused her of being with another man after there was kinoy and there was stira. And so he was going with her to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to have her drink from the May Saita. Halach Ba'ilu Lahashkaisa, Uba Aleha Baderech, and he was with her on the way. And we learned already previously that the husband is Asr to her until she drinks. So Asa Azayna, even that level of a B.S. Isser one time, that itself is going to make a woman into a Zayna. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, then Zayna Zu Ailunas, Zayna is an Ailunas, like we had earlier. The Chachamim Aimerim, Ein Zayna Elig Yeres Meshucheres, Veshenevla Bilas Nos, like we had in the Mishnah. That is Zayna refers to a woman who did one of these things. Either she was born a Gaya, or she's born Jewish, but she was Iver Ambilas Nus. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, or Rabbi Lazar Aimer, that Pavli Abala Panuya, Shalai Lashem Ishus, Asa Azayna, that any time you have even just a single man with a single woman, even just one time, and they're together, so that itself is going to make a woman into a Zayna. Balkopanim, so what you see from here is that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer was the first sheet in the Braisa. He had his own idea, he had his own definition. A Zayna is Kishma, she's Aivar Nashis Ish. Not that a Zayna is referring to an islandus. So Ela Amar Rav Adabar Ava, a Nupshat. We have to come up with a Nupshat. We wanted to say say that the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Kayin is not allowed to marry a Ketana, is because he holds a Gurmeir in Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is that he doesn't hold a Gurmeir. Second problem, he doesn't hold a Rabbi Yehuda. And if so, we're back to square one. So what's the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer's halacha that he said that the Kayin is not allowed to marry a Ketana? What's the issue if a Kayin marries a Ketana? So Ella Amar of Adabar Ava, now, Rabbi Eliezer wasn't discussing a Kayin. He was discussing a Kayin Gadol marrying a Ketana. And as we'll see, he means marrying a Ketana without her father, seemingly. Without her father. So there's no real Kedusha that's really Chal. It's not really Chal. So, Le'imas Kanila, when does he actually acquire her, is the Chigadla. It's only after she becomes an adult. And at that point, Be'ulahi, she's already a Be'ulah, which is why a Kayin Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ketana. However, Amar Rava, Mechali Lev, what are you talking about? If her father married her off, so then she's married Midaraisa from then, Mahishaita, who the Kanila. Not later on when she becomes an adult. Already from right then and there, he's kind of her Midaraisa. And if she married herself off, a Kohen Gadol thought that was normal, that was okay. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, he Vilei Rabbanan. So that's what? That's a Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry such a Ketana? Everyone would agree to such a thing. Of course, nothing is chal. There's no marriage. It's basically just saying that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be mezana with a woman and then marry her because now she's a ba'ula. Shkayach, of course. Everyone agrees to that halacha. So we're back to square one. So what's the pshat in this din? Now Rabbi Eliezer said a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Ketana. So Ela Marava, Lo'ilam B'Kayin Hedyet. Not talking about a Kayin Gadol. We're talking about a regular Kayin Hedyet. A regular Kayin Hedyet that the father of the Ketana married her off. She's married Midaraisa Be'etzim to the Kayin Hedyet. Afal Pikin, he's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. Why not? Because of a Chashin on Shema Tisfasa Olav. Because we're concerned that being that she's very young, so some other man might get her to be with him. And then she's going to be Ivar Nesis Ish, and she's going to be usher to her husband, so a Kayin should never get involved with the Ketana because of the problems that could come from that. Well, ask the Gemara, if so, Yisrael Nami. Yisrael has the same issue. He also shouldn't marry a Ketana because also by Yisrael, his wife might end up deserting him. She might end up going off with another man. So says the Gemara, no, by Yisrael, we won't be concerned because being that she's a Ketana, so psuye Ketana aynesu. The way, even if she's convinced into being with another man, automatically the fact that she's a Ketana, we view that as being that the man was ba'anis her. Va'aynes b'Yisrael, m'shashari, so she'll remain mutter to her husband, so therefore he's not setting himself up for failure. However, by a Kayin, being that a Kayin, his wife, even if it's an Aynes, she becomes Aser to him, even if she's someone's Ma'aniser, she becomes Aser to him, so therefore he's setting himself up for failure. That's why, that's the Pshat Rabbi Eliezer, says Rava, that's the Pshat Rabbi Eliezer, that's why a Kayin should not marry a Ketana. Papa Amar, a different Pshat that works this time, that Bekayin Gadol, really we are talking about a Kayin Gadol. And Bahai Tanahu, it's going that which Rabbi Eliezer said, that a Kayin Gadol should not marry a Ketana, even though there would seem to be nothing wrong. If her father marries her off, what's the problem? If her father marries her off, what's the problem? Rabbi Eliezer was going like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that Besula. It says that the Kayin Gadol is only allowed to marry a Besula, so Yachol Ketana. I might think that included in Besula is that he can marry a Ketana. Tamu Leimer, Isha. That's what the Torah says, Isha, that no, he's not allowed to marry a Ketana, he has to marry a woman. Isha Yachol Bagares. I might think he could even marry Bagares. Tamu Leimer Besula, that no, she has to be a Besula, and a Bagares doesn't have all of her Besula. So, okay, so how do we put the two together? She has to be an Isha, but she also has to be a Besula. So, Yatsa, he needs to marry specifically a woman who's no longer Ketana, but she's also not a Bagaras. What is she? She's a Naira. That's what Kohen Gadol has to marry. He's only allowed to marry a Naira, but it's Midaraisa, it's Xeris HaKasav, but Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry a Ketana. So that's where Rabbi Eliezer was coming from. He was going like that Tana who holds that it's Minatayra, Kacha, Xeris HaKasav, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ketana, even if her father marries her off. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, a third pshat, that hai tanuhu, that Rabbi Eliezer was going like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Braisa that Besula, when the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, ain Besula ela Naira. That is a different way of learning it, that the Besula refers specifically to a Naira. V'cheinu aimer b'ha Naira toivas maria moed Besula. It says, word Naira, Besula, so you see Besula refers to a Naira, so that's how this Tana learns it out from, the same idea as Rav Papa's Teretz, that the Kohen Gadol has to dafka marry a Naira, he's not allowed to marry a Ketana, because they are Teresa Kosov, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer might have been coming from. Now, going back to what we mentioned earlier, we mentioned that Rabbi Lazar Aimer, Panuya Bala Panuya, Shalai L'Shem Isha, Sasa Azaina. Now, the Zaina means even just a single man who's with a single woman, and it's not for marriage, so that itself makes the woman into a Zaina. Amr of Amram, Ein Olachak Rabbi Lazar, that we do not paskin like Rabbi Lazar.